Next up, I'm shooting an arrow on the top of somebody's head. Hopefully she doesn't hit the face like the last 5 times. Lex the Archer, perform your demo.
I got this toy from the toy store and brought it home. And then my mommy took it and threw it in the trash. It made me sad.
Whatever you do, please don't hurt her. It's just nothing to do with your sadistic little game.
I'm going mad. People are dead to me. And I don't know if my neighbour is an alien or if I'm hallucinating. I'm never sure when I pull cream cheese out of the fridge if it's going to look normal or if it's a cow bladder.
If you want to keep your eyes nice and comfy in your sockets, then you come over here right now and tell me this little secret of yours.
Please, just leave me alone. Just stop, okay?
It's just a feeling, you know? You ever get that feeling? One minute you're watching television with your family or maybe having dinner with someone you love and it creeps in like a cobra. You just want to cut something. Not enough to kill, mind you. Just a little slice. Just to watch the blood come to the surface.
Look, I'm gonna say this once more and once more only. I pulled some pieces for you. Either accept them or don't. But at least acknowledge them.
What do you mean, why? Do you have to question every decision I make for my life? You no longer have any control over me. Do you understand? Hey, I said no, Mr. Stapler. This is not Noah's Ark. You cannot have the Staples exit 2x2. Oh! Don't make me send the flood.
I think that if you look just a little deeper, just a little bit further beneath the surface, you'll see that we could be very mutually beneficial to each other.
The wet squirrel, Chuck-a-chee, is making it rain.
God damn the wet squirrel!
So,
Lex, I can't kill it.
You can play male or female characters. Like, you can play adult male and adult female characters, and that's a skill, I think.
I think so, too. It's something I wish I could do.
All your voices were good, and all your acting was good, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't a line that I disliked in this. Chuck-a-chee?
The only thing... The very first line, the mad line... You did this thing where you would pause every few seconds and go on with it. And it's a characterization, understand that. But then on the, I just want to cut something line, you did that also. That's the only note I have against this.
That's nitpicky.
That is nitpicky. So
because at least she was characterizing.
Again, yeah. I understand it's characterizing, and that's the only nitpick I had.
Up next is the manliest of manly, the pot.
I would do anything to make you love me. So please, in consolation, can you at the very least kiss me?
I think that if you look just a little deeper, just a little bit further beneath the surface, you'll see that we could be very mutually beneficial to each other.
I'm going mad. People are dead to me, and I don't know if my neighbor's an alien or if I'm hallucinating. I'm never sure when I pull cream cheese out of the fridge if it's gonna look normal or if it's a cow bladder.
They say the Williams boy across the street wrestled a polar bear and won. A polar bear? Can you believe that? If I had a pink polar bear, I'd name him Chris Jericho.
Remember last year? You were going on and on about the T-Rex? That was last year, okay? I don't want to hear anything more about it. There never was a T-Rex, and it pisses me off that you won't just let it go!
It's just a feeling, you know? You ever get that feeling? One minute you're watching television with your family, or maybe having dinner with someone you love, and it creeps in. Like a cobra. You just want to cut something. Not enough to kill, mind you. Just a little slice. Just to watch the blood come to the surface.
Whatever you do, please don't hurt her. She has nothing to do with your sadistic little games.
Hey, I said none, Mr. Stapler! This is not Noah's Ark! You cannot have the stables exit 2x2! No! Don't make me sense the flood!
I got this toy from the toy store and brought it home. And then my mummy took it and threw it in the trash. It made me sad.
1 foot long monster, Vina, please. And hold the bun.
The pot loves German accents.
And I love the pot.
By the way. Do you? How much do you love the pot?
Quite a bit after the blood comes to the surface line. It sounded very sexual to me.
Like a...
Yeah.
Cobra.
And then
I like the way he read that toy line.
Which one?
A lot. The toy line?
The toy.
The one my mom broke the toy.
I didn't remember that one.
My mom.
I love the direction you...
It was brilliant. Really? He did it. Yeah, it was brilliant.
Okay. I will take your word for it because I forgot to write anything down on that one. The direction you took on the first line was like... I love that you played up the whole emotion and then you went like, but can you at least kiss me? It was great. And then... I found, like, the first two lines, both of them were complete jackasses, but in complete different ways. And I like that. And the stapler line reminded me of
She's cutting out, I can't hear her.
The stapler line reminded me of the evil guy in Phineas and Ferb. Okay, Dylan, you can talk now.
Nice.
Okay, Dylan, you can talk now.
I couldn't understand your stapler line at all.
Dylan.
I am talking, Tregatree.
Dylan, you can talk.
I am talking.
Dylan.
Tregatree can't hear me.
Okay.
This was good. I liked it. Tregatree, shut the fuck up. This was good. I liked it. I'm done.
Next up are performing stars from Les Miserables. Ironic because we're in a space station and, you know, space, stars, get it? Russ, you're up.
Look. I'm going to say this once more, and once more only. I pulled some pieces for you. Either accept the pieces or don't, but at least acknowledge them. I've always wondered what it would be like to be a flying pig. Set the world into shock and watch gleefully from above the cascade of awkward awareness. It's hard, you know. He just says, no, 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 all the time, and I don't get any reprieve. I can't take it. I just get so worked up. I want to smack him or kick him or something.
It's just a feeling, you know. You ever get that feeling? 1 minute you're watching television with your family. Maybe having dinner with someone you love, and it creeps in like a cobra. You just want to cut something. Not enough to kill, mind you. Just a little slice. Just to watch the blood come to the surface.
What do you mean, why? Do you have to question every single decision I make in my life? You no longer have any control over me, do you understand? Please explain to me why you do this to yourself. Because I'm at the point where I will leave if this disintegrates further. You're better than this.
I got this toy from the toy store and brought it home, and then my mommy took it and threw it in the trash. It made me sad.
Whatever you do, please don't hurt her. She has nothing to do with your sadistic little games.
1 foot long monster Wiener, please, and hold the bun. Does anyone even like Jingle Bells? It's on 24-7 this time of year. People pretend it's a good song and fun to sing. I have news for you. It's crap.
He pulled some pieces for you. That was my favorite reading of this line.
Yes, I pulled some pieces for you.
And I liked the disco song behind the Monster Wiener line, I think it was.
Yeah.
The flying pig line was awesome.
Yes. The voice you did for the just the feeling you want to cut something, I was like, whoa, Russ, where did that come from?
Calm down, Russ. Calm down.
And then the Jingle Bells voice, I was just like, what?
Yeah, like, this was my favorite demo so far of the season, I think.
I was very happy with this demo.
I have nothing else to say.
Okay.
Next in line is the famed comedic himself, B. McCauley.
Don't give me that shit. You knew when you signed up you'd be scrubbing floors. So don't screech sweet nightingale and demand a damned Prince Charming. This is real life. Get over yourself, grow up, and stop leaving your shoes everywhere.
It's just a feeling, you know? You ever get that feeling? One minute you're watching television with your family. Or maybe having dinner with someone you love. And it creeps in. Like a cobra. You just want to cut something. Not enough to kill, mind you. Just a little sliced. Just to watch the blood come to the surface.
I got this toy from the toy store and I brought it home. And then my mommy took it and threw it in the trash. It made me sad.
Please. Just leave me alone. Just stop, okay?
Stop touching my banana!
I'm going mad! People are dead to me, and I don't know if my neighbor's an alien or if I'm hallucinating! I'm never sure when I pull the cream cheese out of the fridge if it's gonna look normal or if it's a cow bladder!
Hey, I said no, Mr. Stapler! This is not Noah's Ark! You cannot have the Staples exit 2x2! Gah! Don't make me send the flood!
Whatever you do, please don't hurt her! She has nothing to do with your sadistic little games!
Why do we have to eat spicy food every night? My eyes burn, my nose is dry, my mouth on fire, and I spend so much time holding myself down in the toilet to make sure I don't rocket to the moon! My arms are sore!
I think that if you look just a little deeper, just a little bit further beneath the surface, you'll see that we could be very mutually beneficial to each other.
The wet squirrel has stopped him, his downpour.
The wet squirrel has let up on you finally.
I thought it would never end.
Actually managed to get his demo under 2 minutes, Check and She, so it is possible.
I know it's possible. I think people are just a bunch of whiners.
It's not possible. It's not possible. You guys gave us an impossible task.
We did give you short lines.
I like the nightingale line.
The nightingale? Oh, yeah, the Cinderella
the first line.
Yeah.
The voice you used. What'd you think?
I like this for the most part. The just want to cut something line reminded me of Ralph, and I couldn't place it for a while, and then when I finally did, I was like, Ralph! That's what he reminds me of! Yeah!
Ralph Wiggins? Or Wiggums or whatever from Simpsons, or not?
No. Reefer Madness.
Oh, okay.
No,
okay,
Ralph
then.
Wiggums was, No.
I don't remember the line, so I don't remember the voice.
I just want to cut something.
I don't remember it.
That feeling, you know?
No, I know the line. I don't remember his version of the line.
Okay. It sounded like Ralph from Reefer Madness.
Okay, moving on.
And then the made me sad line. The toy line, I think if you sounded just a tad bit sad on the it made me sad part of that line, it would have been really cool. I love the energy that you had on the, I think my neighbor's an alien one. And then I totally did not expect you to be capable of the voice you did for Sadistic Little Games.
Dylan, he's capable of more than you think.
Yeah.
Why don't you give him his due credit, Tregatry?
Oh, I give him his credit. Yeah. I give it to him
maybe.
Hard long time.
All right, calm down. We don't need that.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
We don't need that on this show.
I am
we
trying to make jokes right
harassing.
Now, and they're just going, woo!
They're not jokes. They're sexual harassment cases waiting to happen.
I
like the first line. I like the voice.
Shit.
I liked a lot of the voices you did. The acting was so-so for me. It's kind of like middle of the pack for me so far.
I think it's
but
a little higher than middle of the pack.
It's a little higher than middle of the pack, but it's in the high middle, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm counting everybody from from last episode too in my little thing, so.
Oh. Yeah.
That's still good enough to get you on the show as of now, though, so don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I'm done.
Yeah.
Next up, we're performing magic tricks for all the good little boys and girls. Hopefully he doesn't literally make someone disappear again. Bogus Bryson, perform your demo.
It's hard, you know. He just says no, no, no all the time, and I don't get any reprieve. I can't take it. I just get so worked up, I want to smack him, or kick him, or something.
I would do anything to make you love me. So please, in consolation, can you at the very least kiss me?
I've always wondered what it would be like to be a flying pig. Send the world into shock, and watch gleefully from above the cascade of awkward awareness. This is all your fault. You sucked it all up. No more awesome for the rest of us. Well, you know what I have to say to that? You won't be so awesome when you're dead, now will you?
I'm afraid of the dark. Unfortunately, I live right next to the darkest door, to the darkest stairway, to the darkest portion of the house. I don't know what I'm afraid of exactly. Ghosts, serial killers, vampires? Chills run up my spine and I just... freeze. There's no stopping it. Rather have what I fear take me right then and there.
So I told Ricky to meet me later today, and he just starts yelling at me through the phone. I'm like, what? Jesus, man, just calm down and speak clearly. So he finally gets to the point where he can, and he tells me his mother bought the wrong kind of mustard for a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
I got this toy from the toy store, and I brought it home, and my mommy took it and threw it in the trash. It made me sad.
Does anyone even like Jingle Bells? It's on 24/7 this time of year, and people pretend it's a good song and fun to sing. Well, I have news for you. It's crap.
1 foot long monster wiener, please. Oh, and hold the bun.
Stop touching
my banana!
You know what I think the problem is, Stragatree?
What?
We've heard so many demos by now, they all start to sound the same because everybody's kind of making the same choices on them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we hear a lot of that German accent that you love so much.
I do like the German accent.
And a lot of the rage on that stop touching my banana line.
Mm-hmm.
I like your awesome line a lot.
There's only so many ways you can do a line.
No, there's not. There's infinite ways you can do a line. Infinite. We did the same line like 6 times at the beginning of the show. Till you ruined it.
What line?
I don't remember the line. I didn't like your line panning on the haunted house line, though, Bogus. It distracted me.
Oh, yeah. I think you probably hit the ambient vocals thing, I'm guessing. Anyway.
It was very ambient.
I hate that effect.
Oh, yeah. Ambient.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I like, Tregatree.
I love the contented little sigh you had at the end of the flying pig line. It was really funny. Like, you actually were a flying pig.
I didn't get that. That's, yeah.
That's the impression I got from it, and I like that. I don't know, it was different than anything I'd ever heard on that line.
I mean, he made some good choices. I guess it's not fair to hold it against him that a lot of people are making the same choices he made.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad at all.
You give a lot more tough guy lines than I would have expected of you.
I just remember now that I dislike demos because everybody starts to sound the same after a while.
Glad you remember it, though.
Yeah.
Write it down this time and then put it in a time capsule and open it.
I don't ever want to do demos. I don't know why we always do them every season because I don't even like them.
You're the one who suggested them.
I know because that's what we always do, Trick-or-Tree. I don't want to break habit. Next season, though, I will do away with them.
Dylan, we could have done auditions instead of demos. It does the same thing, except
next
with
season.
Less bothersome.
Next season, Trick-or-Tree. Next season. I'm done.